final question, and I see that we're actually exactly at 8:30, but I think that we should eat into the dessert time for the Whitmore Lake annexation question. Whitmore Lake annexation. The Whitmore Lake annexation referendum will either pass or it will fail. After the vote, what are the most important next steps for the board to take? So to be clear, that question will be common to all candidates. What are the most important next steps for the board to take? But I would like you to answer the question from the perspective of your stance on the referendum on annexation and consider what you think the best, most important steps should be if the referendum doesn't come out the way you want it to. So, more specifically, if you are for annexation but voters reject it, what are the most important next steps for the board to take? And if you're against annexation but voters approve it, what are the most important next steps for the board to take? And we're starting off with this question with Roland Zuo.
Involved question.
That's kind. Thank you.
I've struggled with this because I already mentioned I did an analysis. It's at the table, and I welcome you to pick it up. And for those of you who don't get one, if you want a copy of it, just email me, and I'll send you a copy. But I've come to the conclusion that the business plan for annexation is not very sound. If you're for annexation, the best reason to be for it is because what annexation will do is it will minimize the disruption for the 950 or so students up in Whitmore Lake. In terms of Ann Arbor and our in terms of the economic argument for annexation, it's somewhat risky for us to move in that direction, and so much of it has to do with enrollment. The growth plan that supporters have based their arguments upon really depend upon growth and enrollment. Enrollment has been declining at Whitmore Lake. So the first step, should it pass, is really to focus on trying to reverse the decline in enrollment. Because without it, the economic benefits that are supposed to be there will not materialize. That was the conclusion that I drew. And again, it's elaborated on in the essay. Thank you.
Pat Manley.
I've struggled with this too, and I've answered it in many different ways. But where I am right now, if it passes, then I will become the ethical compass, because I will be the one who will make sure, or try to make sure, that whatever monies and so forth come in and put out to help with this transition do not negatively affect what's happening with our students, our current students. We must make sure that our programs stay strong. We must make sure that we have the help we need to reach all of our students. So I would just make sure that, okay, this is fine and great, it was done, but we have an obligation to these 16,000 kids that we've been working with all this time.
Donna Lisinski.
Thank you. If the Whitmore Lake resolution does not pass, we will need to find innovative ways to add students at our full foundation allowance. Right now, students of choice who are coming to us, unfortunately, our state government right now attaches dollars to our children's heads. And so when a student who is outside of our district comes inside our district, they come in with $2,000 less dollars on top of their head than a current student in the Ann Arbor Public Schools. So if Whitmore Lake does not pass and we do not add 900 plus students with their full foundation allowance attached to their heads, again, a really unfortunate way we need to speak about children. We will need to look for other ways to continue to grow. Our state government is systematically defunding our public school system, and they're doing that by doing things like adding a $50 increase to our schools per student, yet taking back with the other hand for an increase in teacher retirement, and not including a cost of living adjustment for the last 10 years. So as our expenses naturally go up, just as our household budgets, gas, electric, the basic things go up, we are systematically being defunded by our state. So if Whitmore Lake does not pass, we will have to look for other new and innovative ways in a landlocked district that doesn't have the potential to add subdivisions of 500 families to it, to grow our revenue, to add to our variable cost, to add money to our variable expenses in order to sustain and grow the excellent academic programs we have here in Ann Arbor.
Christine Stead.
Thank you. I do agree with Donna that our growth strategy will continue, but I think it will continue regardless of the annexation situation. The one thing I want to bring to everyone's attention here is that should the annexation fail, I think we are looking at dissolution of Whitmore Lake, maybe not immediately, but in the next couple years. There's been some early guidance toward that end to them from the state level. What that might mean for Ann Arbor is that we will have to find a way to transport whatever students are allocated to us, which could be all of them, or it could be a portion of them. That means cuts to our general operating budget, because those are costs we currently do not have. It may also mean accommodating them from a capacity perspective. Could we absorb 944 students easily in 1 year? I would say no, especially not on the side of town that's most directly related to them. So we may have to now also think about capacity differently as well. I would work closely with the state to advocate for what makes the most sense for that district and those students. Additional funding that might help us absorb some of those costs without meaning cuts to our students, ways to look innovatively at addressing capacity that people aren't really thinking about yet. Those are the two things that I think would need the most work at the state level, and I would be absolutely willing to do that at the state level.
Hunter von Valkenburg.
Well, I'm opposed to the annexation, but if it were to pass, I would, of course, do my best to make sure it's implemented smoothly and fairly. I have to differ with Ms. Manley a little bit in that we could not just look to the students currently within Ann Arbor District as the ones who should be treated fairly, because now all those students would be in the district. We'd have a fiduciary duty to treat them all equally. The ethical dilemma that would be posed to me would be that the current growth strategy proposed is dependent on now the Whitmore Lake borders would be touching Pinckney, Brighton, and Howell, and then that our growth strategy seems to be predicated on poaching students from those districts, which I find very problematic in an ethical way, and also from a transportation viewpoint, because they're pulling people from outside.
Jeffrey Harold.
I am currently not in favor of the annexation. I think there are still a lot of questions in terms of what the state will do, what the state will give us, that really need to be answered first before we can vote completely and fully on whether or not this will be good for the district. I will agree with Hunter that if we do, if it does pass, all of the students are our students, and that would mean that we would need to basically begin to have a listening tour with Whitmore Lake to find out what type of challenges will be faced as we merge these two districts, as we continue to talk with folks in the current district to find out from them what they see as some of the challenges bringing students in. I would be willing to work with the board to come to the best solution. Once the voters decide, that is the decision, and as the board, it will be our responsibility, up or down, to work with each other to make the best of that decision for this district, and that will then be our charge as board members. And that's what I will be willing to step up to do.
Jack Panich.
Thanks, Dave. You didn't pose as part of the question that there would be no opportunity to revisit annexation in the future, and so I've come out pro-annexation. The first thing that I would do would be to talk to the bond lawyers and determine whether there's any other way to word the question. The question is worded very carefully. Bond lawyers word things carefully. And in fact, anyone stepping into the voting booth who doesn't know what the issue is going to see the language that talks about assuming the debt of Whitmore Lake, and they're just going to vote no because they don't have any information. So talk to the bond lawyers. The second thing I would want to do is debrief the information campaign and determine what worked and what didn't work. The politics of this are very important, and we would have to have a very careful analysis. The next thing that I would do would be to get back with legislators and determine what else can be done, and realistically in what time frame, because there were certain expectations that were not managed as well as they could have been this time around. Additionally, I would want to get back to the Department of Treasury and see what else can be done in terms of interest, possibly forgiveness of interest, and possibly a longer payback period. Depending on those, the answers to those questions, we'd have to see where we would go from there. But I'm not giving up.
Don Wilkerson.
Well, first I want to say thank you for asking this question. I think we've been asked, do we support or oppose annexation? And I think that's a good question. But I think it's more important to know how we're going to move forward with annexation or without. I would say that I currently do not oppose annexation. I haven't fully decided my vote yet, and I'm really hoping to get more information at the community forums that are coming out that will help me make my decision. If annexation doesn't pass, then I think we as a district really need to focus on continued revenue generation and full utilization of our current buildings and assets. Without revenue, we're going to be in the same position we've been in, next year and for the years in the future. If it passes, I think we really need to focus on engaging our community, both the Whitmore Lake community, to ensure that they still feel like they have a part in their children's education, that they have a voice in the things that happen in their neck of the woods. And I think we also need to engage the Ann Arbor community to really figure out how Whitmore Lake can fit into the overall strategic vision of Ann Arbor Public Schools. I think regardless of whether or not it passes, we need to continue to focus on innovation and programming and resource usage. We need to have more options on the table when we make decisions, and we need to take a broader stakeholder approach to our leadership.
Susan Basquiat.
Thank you. Well, I have been openly opposed to this from the beginning. And let me start with a clarification, if you will. My comments regarding the annexation were from me, Susan Basquiat, not the board, as some folks have strived. Some of my comments in the past are to being of the board. And I think that came from people not realizing at the impact. There was a meeting with the chamber called Impact. And it was not clear that I was there to represent the opposition, if you will, and there is no formal opposition. And so some of my comments that I made, again, I've been always against this, were attributed to the board, was misunderstood to be that of the board, and it was not. So to get back to your question, and I apologize for all that confusion. I did not write the article. I haven't even seen the article. But again, so these are Susan's perspective. I've been against it, but however, if it passes, I will start with wanting, demanding, requesting, seeking all the answers to the questions that have gone unanswered. There are just too many questions out there to make, I feel, a valid decision on this. But I would start, beyond the questions, I would start, my first action would be, how do we send the message that we are not complicit in starving our schools? I do not want anyone to think that if this annexation goes through, that we are saying it's okay, continue to starve the smaller schools. I would say we continue to fight so that other small districts are not starved to death or in need and come to us asking for help as well. I would push for the expansion of the sinking fund. I find it amusing that we have the ability to tax ourselves to save another school, but not for our own operating funds. That's not fair. Lastly, I think we need to address and be very careful with the teachers' morale. The Whitmore Lake teachers will get 20% of an increase. Our teachers have been asked to stay the course, and in some cases, that's been very costly. Sorry, I'm out of time.
And that wraps up that question. And with that question, that wraps up the forum. Before we conclude and before you eat dessert, we have one final bit of business. I just want to share with you that when I was covering the city council for the Ann Arbor Chronicle, one of the things that I found most frustrating was the amount of time that council members would put into thanking people. And I had to write it all down, who was getting thanked. But I gotta tell you, these folks here sitting at this table, they deserve our thanks. Because they stop. Because it seems like, I don't know how many forums you've done. I've lost count. But it seems like the kind of torture we put you through. My hope is at least not just that it helps us decide who to vote for, but that the process somehow, through some mysterious workings of the universe, will make you better board members if you're elected for having gone through this torture. Thinking back especially to the very first part of this forum, thank you for bearing with us through that rocky start. So, in appreciation of your stepping forward to serve on the board, I think that we owe you not just a round of applause, but a thunderous standing ovation.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are we free?
Has there been a motion to adjourn? I didn't hear a motion to adjourn.